Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Well, I think my job today on Going Low, and good morning, everybody. Paul Alexander with you. It's just going to try and cheer everybody up. It's Saturday. It's the weekend. You know, we're getting into that very tempting and tough time of the year when you're going to have a 70-degree, beautiful, sunny day followed by this. So you make it through your week. You might have a tea time somewhere. Maybe you're one of those folks that have a standing tea time every Saturday and Sunday. You and the boys, you and the gals, you and whomever always want to get out there and get things done on the weekend because a lot of us are working stiffs that work during the week. Not everyone can have the luxury of getting out when you want, how you want, if you want. And, you know, I'm starting to agree with my wife. She absolutely hates the month of March. She just hates it. And that's the reason. I mean, for those of you that have birthdays in March or special occasions, we don't hate on any of that. We just hate the fact that we try to get very excited about the ability to get out there and tee it up. And I mean, there might be, I can't imagine one. I'm not sure a lot of the local golf courses are going to let you out on the golf course today. Certainly not with carts. Probably it's a sloppy mess out there, and it's a cold rain. It is a cold, cold rain. And hey, even in, outside of St. Petersburg at Innisbrook, they're dealing with some weather. The PGA Tour is dealing with some weather. And we have kind of an interesting Valspar event unfolding. I got to watch a good bit of the end of that yesterday. I actually worked a very early morning yesterday. So this is very... I actually got to sleep in this morning to get up to do this show compared to what I was doing last week. So we'll certainly take that. We're very happy to... be with you. It's just great that the golf show and Going Low is back. That means we're getting close. I had, let's see, how many times have I gotten out? I think three or four already. I mean, I played a couple times in February. I mean, I honestly, I'll have to, you know, I have a lot of friends that are meteorologists. I have a feeling that February was in general warmer than March. It just felt like we had a lot more sunny and nice days in February. So we're brought to you by Shanapan Country Club, and we're poured, and that's key. And when you think about it, we're poured by Bell's Brewing. I'm going to read you a list of names, and I want you to think of it as, is it the leaderboard or something different? Jordan Spieth, Sam Burns, Brian Harman, Tony Finau, and Keegan Bradley. Now, you would think when you hear those names bunched together, that would be the top of the leaderboard, right? More often than not, We have a defending British Open champ there. We have a multiple major winning Jordan Spieth in there. Tony Finau, you know, the guy that's going to have a breakthrough, I think, at any time. We always at least think that way. Keegan Bradley certainly has a great and established name. Sam Burns can go, hey, how about this? He can go low. You know Sam Burns. If he gets it going, he can go low. You know what? Those guys missed the cut. Those guys missed the cut at Innisbrook. It's a cruel game, folks. It is a very, very cruel game. One thing I did manage to do, I don't know if you're out and about yesterday at all, but for a period of the day, it was actually like, well, isn't relative a nice term to use with weather? It's relative. For example, I'll throw this out there. Those spring days to get into the mid or upper 50s, you know, kids in particular, they're in shorts and t-shirts because we're just coming through the winter. If you get a 65-degree day in June or July, I mean, you're bundling up because you're in the middle of the summer, and all of a sudden, that's just like an unseasonably cool day. So after the week we had, when I saw sunshine, and I think we were around 56 or 7, I headed right to the driving range. I just said, you know what? I know what the weekend looks like. You know, I'm very, unfortunately, sometimes I'd rather not know what the weather is. But, you know, doing what I do, you know, there's constant weather being thrown at us. So I headed out, hit a very large bucket, and I'm happy to say, because the last time I had gone to the range, you know, I don't know about you, and it's kind of like if you've seen Full Swing, and you've seen our buddy Brooks Koepka, you know, he is not, I don't know what he's found on LIV or what he hasn't found on LIV, but toward the end of his days on the PGA Tour, he had lost it. And we have had runs from a lot of different guys that looked like they were going to take over the game. And Brooks was certainly one of those guys. But here he is with his beautiful new wife. They have a baby on the way, or did they already have one? I'm not sure. Either one on the way or they've already had one. And the reason I'm such a Brooks Koepka guy, like most things in the world, there's a Pittsburgh connection. Mom grew up in Trafford. He is the great nephew of the late, great Dick Grote. So, of course, I'm going to be a Brooks Koepka guy. Plus, I love the way he plays the game. But anyway, he couldn't focus on anything other than he knew that he needed to get his game fixed because it was a mess. And, you know, again, we'd all love to have a mess of a game like Brooks Koepka does. But, I mean, the guy's missing 3- and 4-foot putts. And if you follow the game at all, if you love the game at all, if you understand the game at all everyone was saying all along, if our man Scottie Scheffler ever finds the touch with the putter, look out. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you've seen Scottie Scheffler recently. He's making putts. And now he is showing he is one of the great ball spikers. They're calling him right now like the next Tiger in terms of ball striking. And the thing that separated Tiger, so many things separated Tiger from everyone else. But the difference was always, and you think like, put him in juxtaposition with Phil Mickelson. Phil never made in the biggest moments, and never so strong, often didn't make the putts he needed to make to win. He just didn't. Tiger always did, or it seems like he always did. So now, and it's funny to hear all the other guys on tour talk about knowing that they're in trouble. They're in trouble because right now, the game's best ball striker, who every time I watch his swing and I can't get over what his feet do, I just can't. I mean, he like jumps. He jumps at the ball somehow. You know, we're supposed to be so balanced and so in control and hold that finish, and that's not what he does. And, you know, I have talked to a lot of people about the golf swing. I'm fascinated by it. I'm obsessed with it. It doesn't really matter what you do except for the 4 to 5 inches before contact and the 4 or 5 inches after contact with the ball. So that's why the Jim Furyks of the world and all the other people that we've seen was somewhat, and Arnie stands out to me as a guy that did not have the prettiest swing and certainly not the prettiest follow through, But you could just see through impact, right before impact and right after impact, Arnie was pure. He was absolutely pure. And, you know, we don't need to really go into what he did for the game locally around here. It was just an unbelievable effect in the Army and everything else that he had done. But now you wonder, in particular, you know, where the game is headed. And what a strange time. Golf itself, to you and me and the folks that like to play it, the folks that are in the golf business, golf course owners, driving range owners, if you have a simulator and a beer somewhere, people are going to come. They're going to knock on your door and say, can we come and use your simulator and have a beer? Because that's all everybody's doing. You know, and I don't know how long ago we got Top Golf, but we're a Top Golf city now. We have one. When I was traveling for a while, I remember I had a trip to Atlanta, and that was my first Top Golf experience. I'm like, whoa, why don't we have one of these? These are the coolest things ever. I need to know why we don't have one. I honestly started making some phone calls to some business people, and they said, oh, it's coming. It's coming to Bridgeville. I said, it had to. I knew we weren't that lame of a city that we didn't qualify as a Top Golf city, because we do. And now you just have, I mean, I've had a blast at Shooters and all these other places. And there's 57% of the people that use indoor golf and simulators and things of that nature, Top Golf, they don't play regular golf. That's their golf. And the point I'm trying to make is, it is growing in such an unbelievably fantastic way. And I look back at a couple articles yesterday on when Highlands Country Club closed. And sadly, I had to go through the closure of Churchill Country Club. I was a member there for many, many years. And my kids can't drive by there because they just become emotional. That was their summer. You know, the pool and, you know, at that point, my son only wanted to drive the golf cart, didn't really care too much about, you know, hitting a golf ball. Now he's getting a little bit of the itch, which I'm very excited about. He's only 20. And here's what it takes. And you probably all know that if you're listening, you have a little golf problem. It takes hitting one pure. And we had played, it was last summer. We went over, I spent a lot of time as a kid back in the day at Meadowink. They had a $100 membership for the summer if you were, like, I think we were 16 and under. And one of our parents would drop us off in the morning, and that was our day. I mean, we just played unlimited golf at Meadowink. Number one is a very reasonably reachable par five. You have to hit it relatively straight, keep it to the left a little bit. So out of nowhere, my son hit one at like 320 down the middle. And I hit one as good as I can hit it, and I was a good 70, 80 yards behind him. And that hooked him. I mean, from that point forward, the man had a serious and honest-to-goodness interest in the game, and it's such a healthy addiction, folks. It really is. It can be obsession. I mean, anything. I mean, you have to use a bit of moderation. I mean, you want your relationships and your family, you know, to know you and to understand that, you know, you are part of the family and you're not gone all the time. But it's just such an incredibly healthy addiction to me. And the golf swing is something that you can just have unbelievable fun with. And, you know, I said it last week and I'll say it again this week. Seek professional help, please. And also, you know, learn the etiquette and please play ready golf. Please. The only thing that can really bring this unbelievable surge in the game of golf will be pace of play. And I think one thing that we've all can probably attest to, our attention spans have shrunk. You know, we don't have, I mean, just think about if your computer takes a second to warm up or to you click on something and there's not an immediate response from your computer, you're throwing stuff. Like you want to put your fist through that screen. We've all kind of lost our minds in that regard. And, you know, all the road rage that we have out there. If you're, you know, it's not New York City yet, thankfully, but if you're a half a second late, you know, at a red light when it turns green, I mean, you're going to go, eh! Yeah, that's who we are. We We need to continue to insist upon pace of play. You have to. Because 5-6 hours, I'll walk off the golf course. I don't care what golf course I'm on. I don't care how I'm playing. If I'm waiting on every single shot, I'm done. I can't function that way. And people that play with me go, wow, you don't even take a practice swing. No, I have a routine. I certainly get lined up properly. I make, you know, a very thought out golf club selection. You know, I want to know the right distance, the wind, and everything else. I'm very meticulous about that. But I'm thinking about my next shot right after I hit my last shot. And I'm ready to hit it. And if someone else isn't ready, I'm going to hit mine. And that's called ready golf. And I think if we all incorporate that, we will really continue this great surge of this great game. But here's the weird part. While golf is surging, and, you know, I talked about how Dick's Sporting Goods, I think it was 2014, they laid off 500 PGA professionals that they had staffing their stores because golf was dead. Golf courses were closing. Everything was going horribly wrong for the game. Now, after the pandemic, the only good thing, I can't think of anything else that the pandemic did that was good. I can't. But now we have, I don't even know how to grasp what's going on professionally. I mean, I watched the Players' Championship, you know, TPC, you know, I've had the opportunity to play it. So to me, when I get to see a course on TV that I've played, I mean, there's something special about that. It's very fun to see what they hit. Well, actually, it's not fun. Now everyone, when they like, I'm
finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of 5-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the Ultra Comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to score 5-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, with the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
just looking, you know, John Rahm is having some misgivings, I think, about his LIV decision. He really misses playing against the best players in the world. Now, they're great players on LIV, but come on. It's a shotgun start. Come on, when I'm in a shotgun start, that's a charity event for me. I can't get over that. There's a lot of people, especially on X or Twitter, whatever you call it, they're trying like hell to defend LIV and telling people like me, get out of the Stone Age, wake up, this is the future of golf. The hell it is. Come on. 54 holes, no cut, and like the guys did in the lead, he may finish on number two today. What? Oh, yeah. Oh, we're following this guy because he started on 16. He's going to finish at 15. Or he started on one. He's gonna, no, that you can't have. You see that three-hole stretch? I mean, you don't want the leaders to have to play 17 at 18 at Sawgrass to clinch the victory, to win? That makes no sense to me in any way. I just can't even take it. I can't imagine. And then the team thing. I mean, and they. Here's the funny thing. The only thing that the team thing brings, it's like another spiff of money. We all know why everyone went to the LIV Tour. They now have guaranteed money. I mean, oodles and oodles of guaranteed money. So do you think they're really motivated by this team thing? They're already getting paid. I mean, it's just, I'm sorry. And then, the PGA Tour, and, you know, they said they had constructive talks with LIV. How are you going to merge this nonsense? I don't know how you bring it together, and now we have John Rahm, you know, with serious regrets. You can just tell. I listened to the entire interview, and he was watching the final of, you know, the Players' Championship, and he wanted to be there. You could tell. He's like, man, that's me. And now we ignore LIV players for the overall worldwide rankings. So a guy like John Rahm, who was the number three in the world when he left the PGA Tour, he's now unranked. I mean, there's some really, really good players on the LIV Tour. And imagine, and the people that throw the hate toward the players that made the jump, I thought Dustin Johnson explained it better than anybody. He said, listen, what do you do for a living? All right, I'll just say, well, I'm in radio. Okay, what if someone said, hey, we want you to do the exact same thing that you're doing now, and we want to triple what you're making? Oh. No, you know, what's the hidden, you know, where's the weirdness here? What do you mean? You just want to triple what I'm making and it's all guaranteed money? Who's saying no to that? And the PGA Tour, you know, they didn't have their own players' backs. Now they secretly go behind closed doors and negotiate with LIV after they said, if you go anywhere near LIV, man, you're dead to us. You're gone. You're out. So the thing that is so confounding to me right now, that I am so genuinely excited for the, I have so many friends in the golf business, so many people that make a living based on what happens with the golf industry, and I am so excited for them that the game that I love, the game that I have so much passion for, is back, and it's back in a big way, yet I don't even know what the hell is going on between the PGA Tour and LIV. And I've tried to watch LIV now a couple times, and I'm just being straight up honest. I can't watch it. I cannot. I physically cannot watch it. I mean, yeah, they can all hit the ball, and I don't know what the hell's going on. I just don't. And I don't want to be the old guy that doesn't have an open mind, because the one thing I've always really prided myself in, I'm extremely open-minded. I will listen to anybody's ideas about anything, but I also have very strong opinions, and I have values, and I have tradition. And I love, and I mean love, this goofy game that makes us all crazy. But I can't imagine watching the Masters and, like, the winner finished on number four. Well, what do you mean he finished on number four? Oh, yeah, he was done 20 minutes ago. He's 12 under the next guy. Yeah, they just crowned him the champion because the next guy is, you know, 8 under and he can't win. No one else can win. How does that even make any sense to anybody? I don't begrudge the guys that made the jump. I don't. Because, you know, and you know, Ian Poulter is such a likable guy. And if you've seen Full Swing, you know, that was a heartfelt decision. And he is one bad dude when it comes to the Ryder Cup, and he's now going to miss out on that. And he was certainly going to be a captain for Europe. There's no question about that, because no one loves the Ryder Cup more than Ian Poulter. But he said, you know what? And he has like 1,000 kids, and like it seems like, you know, there's just like extended family everywhere when you see, you know, the documentary Full Swing. He's taking care of everybody. And he said, this opportunity allows me to make sure that, you know, generations coming forward will all be taken care of. I mean, that's generational wealth. And when you're presented with that, and, you know, the folks that can just, you know, and again, we're all guilty of it. You know, we sit back and judge other people for decisions that they make. They make decisions for their family. And I can't blame them. And then, of course, they throw out, well, you know, that's money from Saudi Arabia. That's blood money. Is it? I mean, I'm not happy with anyone and anything in the world that violates human rights. I'm going to be very, very strongly against. And certainly, Saudis are not exactly famous for how they treat people. But you know what? Either it's China. Who's in bed with China? The NBA. I mean, there, I could go on and on. If there's big money somewhere, there's a good chance that it's not all perfectly. I mean, you look at anything, any industry in the world, wherever we can get things cheaper and better, and maybe we can get cheap labor. I mean, look at some of these shoe companies. I'm not going to name names, but you know, they're paying their workers like $2 a week to make their shoes, and they're selling them for $300 a pair. But we're okay with that. That's fine. And you know, all the players have sponsorships from said companies, but we don't worry about that blood money. You can't pick and choose. You just can't. But I'm genuinely excited about golf being back, and I am completely confounded and confused by what's going on. I can't watch live. I'm sorry. I've tried, and I have an open mind to it. I'll tune in again. Do they even have majors on the live tour? Like, what the hell do they have that's like an event that stands out? I don't think they have anything. I really don't. And I'm still a PGA Tour guy. I'm a Champions Tour guy. I'm so excited that the Open's coming back to Oakmont in 25. We actually have a women's senior PGA this summer at Fox Chapel. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about anything that's coming our way that we can sink our teeth in and we can just love golf a little more. So that's really the point. And I have to be perfectly honest. I reached out to a lot of people to be with me this morning, and for whatever reason, I took the caller. I had an offer. Everybody that I reached out to, I'm happy to say, at some point on a Saturday morning, will be with us. This wasn't the Saturday, so you're just kind of stuck with me talking about golf. We do have breaking news when we come back on Going Low. I think it'll make most of you pretty excited. There is an event upcoming that I think is going to be very, very good for golf. And we'll share that with you when we come back on Going Low. And we are brought to you by Shanapan Country Club, and we are poured by Bell's Brewing. You know what? Another great thing about golf, like a lot of different things. You know, normally, unless you're like flying somewhere, like say you have a flight, a 6 a.m. flight, and you get there nice and early. I mean, there's no hesitation for me to knock down a Bloody Mary or a beer. I'm talking 5 in the morning. Same thing for me when I'm playing golf. Now, you have to be careful. I want you to do it responsibly. But if Bell's is pouring, you know, and I have a 7 or 8 o'clock tee time, I'm ready. I'm game. I mean, let's go. And sadly for me, like for a lot of us, a nice beverage of the adult nature, it's swing lubrication. It loosens you up. I mean, everyone, you know, you need to stretch and warm up. And I mean, this is a crazy game in that I see people come out cold, clubs out of the trunk, shoes on, step to the tee, and that's first swing counts. I mean, why do we do that? I mean, of all the sports we need to warm up for, I think this is certainly one of them. And how many of you don't even take a swing, don't even hit a putt, don't you just get to that first tee and let's go, it's on. I love it. All right. It's Going Low with Paul Alexander right here on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. It is Going Low. Paul Alexander with you on this unfortunately gloomy Saturday morning. I think it's unplayable, folks. I really do. I mean, if you want to get out there and go, get that rain gear on, strap it in, okay, go for it. It's just, I have certain rules, 50 and above, and certainly not torrential in terms of rain. But I told you we had breaking news, and I think for a lot of you, this is going to be a really happy, happy moment. Matthew.
Is Shooter McGavin, was it your favorite role?
I've had some favorite roles. I got to say it's top three. Mm-hmm. And here's a quick intel. I saw Adam about 2 weeks ago, and he says, McDonald, you're going to love this. I said, what? How about that? He took some shows in the first draft of Happy Gilmore 2.
Ooh.
I said, am I... Yeah, so, but, you know, I guess maybe you should cut that out because I don't want to be a liar, but
no.
He did show me that, and I thought, wow, that would be awesome. So it's in the works. Fans demand it, damn it. So, and Adam's just, you know, killing it out there. As you know, I saw his latest Netflix comedy show. I was laughing everything. Everything was in tears. He's so freaking funny. So we had a great time, and then when I saw that, I was very, very pleased. So,
Happy Gilmore 2. Shooter McGavin with breaking news. That is as good as it gets. Just love that movie so much. And by the way, as much as, you know, Adam Sandler isn't given a whole lot of credit as, you know, one of our great actors of our time or anything like that. I mean, you know, he and Pacino aren't used in the same sentences, and I get it. However, Netflix. No one even comes close in terms of downloaded material from Netflix. Adam Sandler's stuff is downloaded almost 8-1 to anyone else's stuff on Netflix. So now we're going to get Happy Gilmore 2. So that just makes the heart happy. Here's another thing about this weekend on the PGA Tour that I'm kind of, they're looking to maybe eliminate. I don't know if you know what the Monday qualifier is. There's always a spot or two open for the weekly PGA Tour event, and they will normally host an event on a Monday at a local club, a local course, and it's for one spot. So if you don't shoot 64 or 65, you're not that guy. So we had a guy this weekend. Let me find his name here. Where is Kevin? Kevin Ahlen, 35-year-old golfer, has never played on the PGA Tour. He shoots 65 on Monday, this past Monday, and he goes out and shoots 75 and 71 and misses the cut in his first opportunity to play on tour. But you can't say that he didn't make the tour event. I'm just sad he missed the cut. But Kevin Ahlen, 75, 71, he shot 65 on Monday, qualified, got to play in a PGA Tour event, and sadly, he won't be playing on the weekend. But how about this for, you know, we have to give Stuart Cink one hell of a shout-out. He's 50 years old, and he is right now tied for the lead. There's a group of five, Kevin Streelman, Chandler Phillips, Stuart Cink, who, by the way, making the cut for this weekend, he's made 500 PGA Tour cuts. Do the math. Think about that for a second. Stuart Cink has now made 500 PGA Tour cuts. Brendan Todd and Mackenzie Hughes. Those are your, at 6 under par, co-leaders. But here's something that's very interesting. We know what is right in the, I would say, you know, pretty much in the horizon, not that far away. We're almost to April. Masters, a tradition unlike any other. These five players are not qualified. They don't have the invite. They're not headed to Augusta as of now. So winning on the PGA Tour obviously is unbelievable incentive. And certainly like the event last weekend, it's not like Scottie Scheffler needed it, but you know, that was $4.5 million, the biggest prize. Also, you have a 5-year exemption. Again, I don't think Scheffler's going to worry about being exempt for PGA Tour events. I think he's going to be welcome for the next 15 years without any issues. But to find yourself going down Magnolia Lane because you've qualified for the Masters by winning the Valspar, that's amazing. And Brendan Todd with a real high finish, he'll work himself back into the top 50. The top 50 also get invites to Augusta. Right now he's on the outside looking in, but these five, unbelievable motivation to get that invite to Augusta. And that's not that far away, folks. We're almost there. I remember one of the, and that's another thing that hopefully a lot of you folks are on the precipice or, you know, very close to a trip south. I mean, I think the spring is the absolute best time, you know, to get 20 guys, 24 guys, 16 guys, 8 guys, whatever it is your group is, and go somewhere really fun to play golf. You know, be it Myrtle, be it Florida, be it wherever. Just make that trip. And I remember we were on a South Carolina trip. We were on a Myrtle Beach trip. And we just got finished with our round. And it was Saturday, I think. It had to be a Thursday or a Friday. And it was Masters weekend. And you know you're in the South when they wouldn't turn the TV. They would not turn the TV on at a golf course because they were watching NASCAR. I'm like talking to the bartender. I'm like going, you know, we have 24 guys here from Pittsburgh, and we all want to watch the Masters. We're here on a golf trip. We're not here on a NASCAR trip. I said, sorry, man. This is what we do here. I'm like, we gotta get out of here. I mean, that's must for me. Must see TV. I mean, I'm watching the Masters, but not at this not at this place. For those of you that have maybe added to your addiction, betting on golf, just watching what I watched yesterday, he's only a shot back. I really, really like Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas is going to win this event this week. Now, I don't know what the weather's going to do. It's been dicey. In fact, they haven't even made, you know, the cut is going to be even par. I don't know where we're going to head in terms of weather. But Justin Thomas, he hit one right of life. Second shot on a par 5. He had like 255. Was on the back 9, maybe 14 or 15. And he hits it, and that's what's great. Like when you're playing these courses and they don't have the grandstand set up, you can find yourself in really bad. If you hit one as far right as he hit yesterday without the grandstand, because with the grandstand, you get point of relief, drop. All of a sudden, you know, he's 30 yards right of the green, pin high, instead of the 60 or 70 yards right he actually hit it. So sometimes the rules work in your favor. You know, if you airmail the grandstand, you're going to get a drop right by the green more often than not. So anyway, he gets, you know, and they're playing, and I used to love Gary McCord. You know, he got fired from CBS Masters coverage because, you know, he didn't call the fans patrons. He called them. He said it was a mob scene on 18. And, you know, you can't, you know, the folks at Augusta, you can't use terminology like that. But anyway, they're playing lift clean in place because of the course conditions, and they didn't know what the weather was going to be like yesterday. And I always remember Gary McCord for calling it lift clean and cheat. Because, you know, you don't touch your ball. I mean, and again, I can be. I love playing in events where it's actual golf. I mean, I do. I mean, that to me is such a challenge and so much fun. But I don't mind playing when, you know, guys are fluffing it up everywhere. I you do you. You know, just don't think that you're going to tell me, you know, you shot a 75 when I saw you take like 3 or 4 mulligans and, you know, pull it out of the water because you didn't want to deal with it. And, I don't hit out of traps and you pull it out of there. That's not a 75. I mean, it's whatever you want to call it. Don't get me wrong, but there's some things that are just not okay if you're going to, like, say, you know, you're a 5 or 6 handicap and that's the way you play. That's just, to me, I mean, you do you, but I used to love Gary McCord saying, lift clean and cheat. It just always made me laugh. And he also one of the greatest, and the shot that Justin Thomas hit on this par 5 yesterday, he was short-sighted, meaning the pin was very close to him. He had no green to work with. He hit this high, soft, unbelievable shot that hit just before the fringe and then just nestled to about a foot for his birdie. I mean, it was, that's why I think, I mean, he's on his game. Shots like that, And he does not. And the commentator, I forget who it was, said, you know, we do not give Justin Thomas nearly enough credit for his short game. And after watching that shot, well, let's wake up and start giving him a lot of credit for his short game. And he's another one that if you watch Full Swing, you can't help but like Justin Thomas. I mean, you can't. I mean, he's just a very likable guy, and man, can he play. And, you know, Tiger kind of took him under his wing and gives him a whole lot of crap. And, you know, you've kind of made it when Tiger thinks you're cool. I mean, that's like you want acceptance on the PGA Tour. You know, you're Tiger's guy. I mean, that's automatic acceptance everywhere. Absolutely acceptance. So if you're going to watch the golf this weekend, because we ain't playing. I mean, you know, so I love to watch. I really do. To me, sentimentally, I would love to see Stewart sink at 50. You know, he plays on the Champions Tour. He's qualified for the Champions Tour, and he plays on the Champions Tour. And once you get, you know, you start losing distance, I'm sorry, I hate it. And believe me, I'm in that category now. The ball doesn't go nearly as far for me as it used to. I'm using an extra club here, an extra club there, but that's just life. It just is. But I would love Stewart Cink to find a way. That would not bother me at all. My guy, the Monday qualifier, Kevin, he didn't make the cut, so he's out. But I do believe, just the way that Justin Thomas is playing, I have a feeling this is his weekend. And you want to be building. And these guys like Justin Thomas, you know, Tiger set the whole parameter for everybody. It's all about the majors. It's all about winning those. And that's what he focused on. And kind of his, like, disciples, his following, the people that really admired Tiger, like Justin Thomas, you know that he is just trying to gear up for Augusta because that's what matters. And, you know, we've had a lot of guys, you know, kind of burst on the scene. He was one. You know, he had a period of time where he looked like he was just going to be the next Tiger. Jordan Spieth had a period of time where he was just winning everything. And he won a lot of majors in a short period of time. He was going to be the guy. Brooks Koepka, I mean, he was just winning everything. And now, unfortunately, you know, he's with LIV and not winning anything. And he kind of petered out toward the end of his time on the PGA Tour. And now, you know, and all the guys will say this, all the guys on tour will certainly say, if Scottie Scheffler keeps putting like this, we can't beat him because no one hits the ball better than he does. And you learn very early that, you know, the putter is the great equalizer. I mean, it just is. And that allows, you know, it's not a long drive contest. It's just not. Now, does length help? Heck yeah. I'd much rather be hitting a wedge into a green than a 5 or 6 iron. I'm going to hit it a lot closer to the pin with a wedge than a 5 or 6 iron. But if these guys had hit it really well, like Scotty, if they don't make putts, if they don't make putts when they need them, if they don't get up and down when they need to, they're not going to win. They're not going to win on the PGA Tour. You have to make those crucial putts. Okay, we'll talk a little more about what's coming up today at the Valspar. I'll try to make a little more sense of where I think this is going to go in terms of when will we have any kind of, compromise among LIV and the PGA Tour. They're supposedly in talks. What does that even mean? What are you talking about? Like, what? How do you merge what's going on right now? And that's the biggest question in golf. How do you merge this? And I think at least the dialogue, you know, the hate is not being spewed as it once was. I think that some of the guys on the PGA Tour are like a little more understanding as to what went through the decision to make to go to LIV. You know, money talks, folks. You know, it just does. You know, when you look into any other sport where there's free agency and, you know, you really want this player to come to your team, well, or stay with your team, you know where they usually go? You know where free agents usually go? Where the most money is. Now, if you've made more money than God and all you have left on your, you know, bucket list is to win a championship, that might be the one free agent that actually takes a situation, takes a discount, and goes there. But bottom line is, money talks. Period. All right, we'll be back to wrap up Going Low right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. That's one fast-moving show. Damn. Almost got to get out of here. I do have to just say a couple of things. Maddie Harkins, thank you. Always a pleasure working with you. I am a big, big, big Duquesne fan tonight at 8:40. Nothing against the Illini. Nothing at all. Nothing against them at all. But let's go. Put up your Dukes. I wish that game was like at 10 o'clock this morning. It's just one of those things I'm very excited about. I just love the story. I love the team. I was a big fan in 77. I talked to B.B. Flannery earlier this week. He was on that team, and he's always been one of my favorite players ever to watch. And I'm just very, very excited for the opportunity that the Dukes have. Congratulations to Aliquippa and all the other state champs. Just good stuff going on. And my condolences to all the golfers out there. We didn't get a Saturday that was going to really be something that made sense to get out there and tee it up. However, go find one of those great spots that offer the indoor ability to play. And that's something that didn't exist. It's a very recent phenomenon, and it's cool, and I love it. I would say, you know, think about this combination, folks. This is really pretty cool. All these places have really nice big TVs. They have great food, and they have libations. So you go and watch the NCAA college basketball tournament. You play whatever course. You know, these simulators, you can play. You can play Oakmont today. You can play Pebble. Play wherever you want. And just have a great day. And don't let this weather be some sort of, you know, whoa, what a bummer. Woe is me. No, we don't do that. We don't go there. We're going to go find a way to enjoy this wonderful Saturday. And we're going to also have golf clubs in our hands. We're going to make swings. And we're going to have fun. How about that? I think that's the answer. Unless you're headed down to PPG Paints. I mean, that's also very cool. And with about, I'd say, 8,000 Kentucky fans already home, I imagine tickets are reasonable. I don't imagine tickets are going to be hard to get because, believe me, those Kentucky fans were very much continuing, really thinking that they were going to be here watching, you know, their team play this evening. We will have a little more fun next week. It's Paul Alexander saying thanks for being here on Going Low. Once again, thanks to Shanapan. And Colin did a wonderful ad for Shanapan. One thing he didn't mention, those damn greens are amazing. Shanapan's greens are absolutely amazing. And that's what we're famous for. And I thank Oakmont for that. Oakmont set the standard, and every course out there tries to be as close as they can to Oakmont and their greens. And we're poured by Bell's Brewing. And speaking of great golfers, the great Pat Bostic has just strolled in. Today's not a day we're going to be able to tee it up, Pat, unfortunately.
It's not. And great might be an overstatement, but I appreciate the kind words.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's amazing. And Brendan Todd with a real high finish. He'll work himself back into the top 50. The top 50 also get invites to Augusta. Right now, he's on the outside looking in, but these five, unbelievable motivation to get that invite to Augusta. And that's not that far away, folks. We're almost there. I remember one of the, and that's another thing that hopefully a lot of you folks are on the precipice or, you know, very close to a trip south. I mean, I think the spring is the absolute best time, you know, to get 20 guys, 24 guys, 16 guys, 8 guys, whatever it is your group is, and go somewhere really fun to play golf. You know, be it Myrtle, be it Florida, be it wherever. Just make that trip. And I remember we were on a South Carolina trip. We were on a Myrtle Beach trip. And we just got finished with our round. And it was Saturday, I think. It had to be... a Thursday or a Friday, and it was Masters weekend. And you know you're in the South when they wouldn't turn the TV. They would not turn the TV on at a golf course because they were watching NASCAR. I'm like talking to the bartender. I'm like going, you know, we have 24 guys here from Pittsburgh, and we all want to watch the Masters. We're here on a golf trip. We're not here on a NASCAR trip. I said, sorry, man, this is what we do here. I'm like, we gotta get out of here. I mean, that's must for me, must see TV. I mean, I'm watching the Masters, but not at this place. For those of you that have maybe added to your addiction betting on golf, just watching what I watched yesterday, he's only a shot back. I really, really like Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas is going to win this event this week. Now, I don't know what the weather's going to do. It's been dicey. In fact, they haven't even made, you know, the cut is going to be even par. I don't know where we're going to head in terms of weather. But Justin Thomas, he hit one right of life. Second shot on a par five. He had like 255. Was on the back nine, maybe 14 or 15. And he hits it, and that's what's great. Like when you're playing these courses and they don't have the grandstand set up, you can find yourself in really bad. If you hit one as far right as he hit yesterday without the grandstand, because with the grandstand, you get point of relief, drop. All of a sudden, you know, he's 30 yards right of the green pin high instead of the 60 or 70 yards right he actually hit it. So sometimes the rules work in your favor. You know, if you airmail the grandstand, you're going to get a drop right by the green more often than not. So anyway, he gets, you know, and they're playing, and I used to love Gary McCord. You know, he got fired from CBS Masters coverage because, you know, he didn't call the fans patrons. He called them. He said it was a mob scene on 18. And, you know, you can't, you know, the folks at Augusta, you can't use terminology like that. But anyway, they're playing lift clean in place because of the course conditions, and they didn't know what the weather was going to be like yesterday. And I always remember Gary McCord for calling it lift clean and cheat, because, you know, you don't touch your ball. I mean, and again, I'm not, I mean, I can be, I love playing in events where it's actual golf. I mean, I do. I mean, that to me is such a challenge and so much fun. But I don't mind playing when, you know, guys are fluffing it up everywhere. I you do you. You know, just don't think that you're going to tell me, you know, you shot a 75 when I saw you take like three or four mulligans and, you know, pull it out of the water because you didn't want to deal with it. And, I don't hit out of traps and you pull it out of there. That's not a 75. I mean, it's whatever you want to call it. Don't get me wrong. But there's some things that are just not okay if you're going to, like, say, you know, you're a 5 or 6 handicap and that's the way you play. That's just... To me, I mean, you do you, but I used to love Gary McCord saying, lift clean and cheat. It just always made me laugh. And he also one of the greatest, and the shot that Justin Thomas hit on this par 5 yesterday, he was short-sighted, meaning the pin was very close to him. He had no green to work with. He hit this high, soft, unbelievable shot that hit just before the fringe and then just nestled to about a foot for his birdie. I mean, it was, that's why I think, I mean, he's on his game. Shots like that, and he does not, and the commentator, I forget who it was, said, you know, we do not give Justin Thomas nearly enough credit for his short game. And after watching that shot, well, let's wake up and start giving him a lot of credit for his short game. And he's another one that if you watch Full Swing, you can't help but like Justin Thomas. I mean, you can't. I mean, he's just a very likable guy, and man, can he play. And you know, Tiger kind of took him under his wing and gives him a whole lot of crap. And, you know, you've kind of made it when Tiger thinks you're cool. I mean, that's like, you want acceptance on the PGA Tour? You know, you're Tiger's guy. I mean, that's automatic acceptance everywhere. Absolutely acceptance. So, if you're going to watch the golf this weekend, because we ain't playing. I mean, you know, so I love to watch. I really do. To me, sentimentally, I would love to see Stewart sink at 50. You know, he plays on the Champions Tour. He's qualified for the Champions Tour, and he plays on the Champions Tour. And once you get, you know, you start losing distance. I'm sorry. I hate it. And believe me, I'm in that category now. The ball doesn't go nearly as far for me as it used to. I'm using an extra club here, an extra club there. But that's just life. It just is. But I would love Stewart Cink to find a way. That would not bother me at all. My guy, the Monday qualifier, Kevin, he didn't make the cut, so he's out. But I do believe, just the way that Justin Thomas is playing, I have a feeling this is his weekend. And you want to be building. And these guys like Justin Thomas, you know, Tiger set the whole parameter for everybody. It's all about the majors. It's all about winning those. And that's what he focused on. And kind of his, like, disciples, his following, the people that really admired Tiger, like Justin Thomas, you know that he is just trying to gear up for Augusta because that's what matters. And, you know, we've had a lot of guys, you know, kind of burst on the scene. He was one. You know, he had a period of time where he looked like he was just going to be the next Tiger. Jordan Spieth had a period of time where he was just winning everything. And he won a lot of majors in a short period of time. He was going to be the guy. Brooks Koepka, I mean, he was just winning everything. And now, unfortunately, you know, he's with LIV and not winning anything. And he kind of petered out toward the end of his time on the PGA Tour. And now, you know, and all the guys will say this, all the guys on tour will certainly say, if Scottie Scheffler keeps putting like this, we can't beat him. because no one hits the ball better than he does. And you learn very early that, you know, the putter is the great equalizer. I mean, it just is. And that allows, you know, it's not a long drive contest. It's just not. Now, does length help? Heck yeah. I'd much rather be hitting a wedge into a green than a 5 or 6 iron. I'm going to hit it a lot closer to the pin with a wedge than a 5 or 6 iron. But if these guys had hit it really well, like Scotty, if they don't make putts, if they don't make putts when they need them, if they don't get up and down when they need to, they're not going to win. They're not going to win on the PGA Tour. You have to make those crucial putts. Okay, we'll talk a little more about what's coming up today at the Valspar. I'll try to make a little more sense of where I think this is going to go in terms of when will we have any kind of, compromise among LIV and the PGA Tour. They're supposedly in talks. What does that even mean? What are you talking about? Like, what? How do you merge what's going on right now? And that's the biggest question in golf. How do you merge this? And I think at least the dialogue, the hate is not being spewed as it once was. I think that some of the guys on the PGA Tour are like a little more understanding as to what went through the decision to make to go to LIV. You know, money talks, folks. You know, it just does. You know, when you look into any other sport where there's free agency and, you know, you really want this player to come to your team, well, or stay with your team, you know where they usually go? You know where free agents usually go? Where the most money is. Now, if you've made more money than God and all you have left on your, you know, bucket list is to win a championship, that might be the one free agent that actually takes a situation, takes a discount, and goes there. But bottom line is, money talks. Period. All right, we'll be back to wrap up Going Low right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. That's one fast-moving show. Damn. Almost got to get out of here. I do have to just say a couple of things. Matty Harkins, thank you. Always a pleasure working with you. I am a big, big, big Duquesne fan tonight at 8:40. Nothing against the Illini. Nothing at all. Nothing against them at all. But let's go. Put up your Dukes. I wish that game was like at 10 o'clock this morning. It's just one of those things I'm very excited about. I just love the story. I love the team. I was a big fan in 77. I talked to B.B. Flannery earlier this week. He was on that team, and he's always been one of my favorite players ever to watch. And I'm just very, very excited for the opportunity that the Dukes have. Congratulations to Aliquippa and all the other state champs. Just good stuff going on. And my condolences to all the golfers out there. We didn't get a Saturday that was going to really be something that made sense to get out there and tee it up. However, go find one of those great spots that offer the indoor ability to play. And that's something that didn't exist. It's a very recent phenomenon, and it's cool, and I love it. I would say, you know, think about this combination, folks. This is really pretty cool. All these places have really nice big TVs. They have great food. And they have libations. So you go and watch the NCAA college basketball tournament. You play whatever course. You know, these simulators, you can play. You can play Oakmont today. You can play Pebble. Play wherever you want. And just have a great day. And don't let this weather be some sort of, you know, whoa, what a bummer. Woe is me. No, we don't do that. We don't go there. We're going to go find a way to enjoy this wonderful Saturday. And we're going to also have golf clubs in our hands. We're going to make swings, and we're going to have fun. How about that? I think that's the answer. Unless you're headed down to PPG Paints. I mean, that's also very cool. And with about, I'd say, 8,000 Kentucky fans already home, I imagine tickets are reasonable. I don't imagine tickets are going to be hard to get because, believe me, those Kentucky fans were very much continuing really thinking that they were going to be here watching, their team play this evening. We will have a little more fun next week. It's Paul Alexander saying thanks for being here on Going Low. Once again, thanks to Shanapan. And Colin did a wonderful ad for Shanapan. One thing he didn't mention, those damn greens are amazing. Shanapan's greens are absolutely amazing. And that's what we're famous for. And I thank Oakmont for that. Oakmont set the standard, and every course out there tries to be as close as they can to Oakmont and their greens. And we're poured by Bell's Brewing. And speaking of great golfers, the great Pat Bostic has just strolled in. Today's not a day we're going to be able to tee it up, Pat, unfortunately.
It's not. Great might be an overstatement, but I appreciate the kind words.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.